We could call today's episode the case of the aggressive alarm. This listener, the listener we're going to hear from with a question, their idea is they're going to make an alarm clock. I'm not sure if they've already done this or if they've got the vision for it. We'll hear about it in a moment. Basically, they want to make an alarm clock that costs money if you oversleep. This alarm clock debits your bank account if you don't get up in time. And this could be helpful in some cases, right? I mean, if you need that kind of punishment to get up. I don't know if you're the kind of person that just like springs out of bed or, you know, if you need some extra motivation, this is kind of negative motivation. And as I'm looking more at the notes here, I'm realizing that the caller has not actually made this idea. It is just an idea at this stage. So let's see what we can do. Let's listen to their question and consider what the next step might be for this potentially expensive morning invention. Well, I don't know if the invention itself would be expensive, but if you sleep through it, then it's going to cost you. All right, let's hear from them after the break.
Hi, Chris. This is Arnold, and I have an idea for a new product. I want to make an alarm clock that drains your bank account when you don't get up. Thanks to modern technology, this is totally possible. Funny enough, I had this idea when I couldn't sleep one night. The clock will have variable settings, so it can cost 10 cents or up to $5 a minute for every minute you oversleep. The money you're charged for sleeping in can go to a charity that you designate. How can I make this idea a reality? It seems perfect for Shark Tank or at least Kickstarter, but I'm not sure what to do next. What do you think about this idea?
Well, this idea reminded me of a device that a friend of mine, Manish Sethi, made many years ago. I forget what his thing was called, but it's like a wearable that gives you an electric shock if you don't complete your goals or maintain your habits. He actually got on Shark Tank, speaking of Shark Tank. So I'm not sure if that business is still going. But as for the alarm clock, I definitely think it's attention getting. It's the kind of thing that would get a lot of media, perhaps. Like if you get people talking about it, it definitely kind of takes off in that way. I do also like that the money goes to a charity that the oversleeping owner chooses. And as for the business part of it, though, it does seem a little complicated, the manufacturing part specifically. The manufacturing, but then also the, like, how does the money transfer work? So, you know, it really depends on how far along you've got in that design process. If you just have the idea, I think there is a lot to be sorted out. And here on Side Hustle School, I really like simple ideas. I like ideas that you can kind of point to and be like, here's the five-step process to making this come to life. Just because so many people in our community are really busy, they don't have a lot of time, but they also want to invest in themselves. So this is like a project that, you know, is probably going to require a good amount of expertise and probably some investment, more than just a $100 startup, let's say. So if you're really into it and this is your vision, you like this idea more than any other, I definitely don't want to discourage you. I just want to make sure you're aware that you're probably going to need some help along the way, and it will take a bit of time and process. If it's just one idea among many, then I tend to think, why not start with a simpler idea? But as far as I know, nobody else has done this. The alarm clock that costs money if you oversleep. I would like to know if it happens. I will buy one myself. I commit to that now. I will be your first Kickstarter if you start that campaign. So let me know. And listeners, if you have a business idea of your own, a side hustle you're working on, something that you would like to bring to light, you're trying to figure out what do I do next, let me know. We might feature it here on the podcast, sidehustleschool.com. You can ask a question. You can access resources and notes for every single episode over the years. And of course, more, as they say, so much more. New episodes come out every day, 7 days a week. Subscribe or follow wherever you like to listen. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.